Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It is 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. And there's Big Dick Toledo. And it is the day we start handing out kegs. It is Easter Keg Thursday. But win it before you can buy it. Keg extravaganza. Though. Video screens are up in the room. We usually have these TVs off. That looks pretty cool. Got that going on. You got Brett getting ready to take keg number one out to Action Ride Shop this morning. Make it all worth a thing. Brett's very busy today. Got the EOS thing later today, so he's going to struggle. He's got to come. He's going to be in here, in 20 hours. You're going to be back at this again. So you're very busy today. Got work going on all day. Then you got an evening thing. Yeah. You're supposed to hide kegs. Brett's
bringing back the sideshow.
Yeah, we're going to try to hide Brett's kegs for him this morning. Whew, and maybe give away as many as 3 kegs. Inevitably, the Action Ride Shop keg will...
That's going.
We'll go away. Yeah. So it'll all be figured out today. Maybe 3 today. Maybe today will be the $5,000 keg, and tomorrow's just a big waste of time, and we don't know that until tomorrow night. That's for sure. You never know which one is going to be the ultimate golden keg. So I'm very excited about it.
Got your places yet?
I looked a little bit yesterday. I had a lot going on yesterday, and I looked around yesterday. I found a couple of new spots that I kind of think I might. I got a couple of spots. A new area is not, because I've tried to go, there's been a couple times where I chuck a keg down into a canyon over at like the Squaw Peak hike and stuff like that, and just different spaces there. But I think I've got a couple of new, I've plotted out some spots.
Nice.
But I'm afraid of snakes. So a couple of places. I did a whole lot of that going on. So
just started warming up maybe today.
Just enough today. Tomorrow's going to be nice, and then Saturday and Sunday. It would be better if we did it Monday. The snakes would be hiding again. But, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Keg. Did Ronnie go out and look for spots yet?
I have.
Why are you doing that? Why are you wasting your time? Why waste your time like that? That's stupid.
I looked at some spots and thought this would be good. I went home, told Ronnie about them.
Yeah. And she said, we can't do that. Remember last year, Raising Cane said, stop leaving kegs in our parking lot. Yeah, so Brady spots he looks at, quotey fingers, not necessarily on the up and up.
Just scouting out any new restaurants that opened up. And
yeah, definitely. Just that's where you're looking at spots.
That should have been my clue. You want to find Brady stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got it. I'll tell you right now, the clue this morning, the first clue for your Easter keg lock.
Giving it out already.
You want it now?
Ooh. Sure. Do it.
Okay. Two lips. Okay? Two lips.
Well, that's pretty vague.
Two lips.
Tis the season.
Two lips. They don't... I'm Swedish.
Spring.
Two lips. Two lips. Who knows? Can you figure it out from there? I don't know. You got to go to Action Ride Shop this morning.
Better than roses, I'll tell you that.
Two lips better than roses. That's right, because you'd rather have two lips on this than a rose. I see what you're doing. Right.
Thank you.
Let me interrupt. Pop from another, hey, Kirby, wouldn't this be funny moment? Always playing to the 9-year-olds.
Oh, Christ. Anyway, they're not up yet.
I know. Just brutal. So he'll be out at Action Ride Shop this morning if you want to head on over there and try to unlock Brett's magical first keg. You'll have basically a bike lock wrapped around it, and then the keys to the bike lock are the 4-number code. We do this, and we got to guess what it is. I've already given away the first one.
Figure it out. That'll still technically be the first one when we get out there.
Absolutely.
This is just for your early birds.
Okay. Yeah, the early ones will go, and then we'll try again. And when somebody cracks the code, that keg is theirs, and they take it over to Four Peaks tomorrow night over at the tasting room on Wilson, and boom, they're in. And maybe walk out of that tasting room with $5,000 in their pocket. Maybe $5,500. That keg could also be an Action Ride Shop keg, which would be apropos.
Can you imagine? That'd be the first.
If the 55 and the 5? Yeah. That would be great. If we had a double up, I would love it. I would love it. We'll see. We'll find out. I am struggling right now because I am currently clearly in a relationship with schizophrenic multiple personality disorder. Everything you can throw on there. Bipolar, you know.
It sounds kind of fun at first, paper.
Well, it's not.
It's exciting.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, when people say moody, they never say, she's just happy so much. She's always moody. It's always the other way. But I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the Phoenix Suns. I can't do this anymore. I can't watch them lose to the Spurs one night and go, this is insanity. What am I wasting my time for? And then have them go bounce the Denver Nuggets at home for the second time in a month and play the best game they've ever played. I texted Kevin Ray last night and I said, she's all over the road. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm in love with a bipolar lunatic with multiple personality disorder. Last night, right when I was done with her, like I can't deal with you. You're no fun. You're all over the place. You let me down more often than you. She love bombed me. I just got loaded with love last night. Most effort and energy I've ever seen put into this relationship. Kevin Durant, Booker, defense, offensive sets, plays. They were amazing. And I'm like, all right when she's about to lose me, she goes, no, here's what I'm capable of. Puts it all out there and does just magic, like makes you believe. And then they realize why we're together. Last night was why we're together. This is her potential. This is what she can bring to me. And then she promises me at the end, I'll never do a San Antonio thing again, I promise. It's always going to be like Denver. We always have Denver.
Don't fall for it.
I'm falling for it. I was so happy last night. I'm like, this.
And then you call your ticket guy. I'm back in.
No, and then Bradley Beal at the end of the game says, you know, we got to stop talking and start performing. You know, people see us. And the days of words are over. And Frank chewed our ass for the San Antonio game. And we just can't have that happen anymore. I'm like, you're saying all the right things there. You're doing it right. All right.
You're in love with a stripper.
I'm in love with a stripper.
That's
the
what
Suns
it is. Yes.
Are an exotic dancer. Mm-hmm. Man, she's hot. The pictures of her teasing online. You. Man, oh, man. And then you see her in person, and sometimes it's like, is that cellulite? She looks a little thick. Has she had kids? I can't tell. That's hanging down a little further than it should. And then, man.
Your face is glittery.
Yeah, I smell like way too much perfume, and I'm like, you know, she's on me a lot, and I'm seeing a lot of flaws. And then, you know, she comes out for one show, and it's like, wait a second. Without me even noticing, she hit the gym. Those are abs. Like, she's got her abs back. And it took a day. Oh, goddamn Suns. When you're in love with a beautiful woman. She's crazy. Bipolar, moody, nutbag. Can't deal with it. Guy says, I thought for a second you were talking about Megan. Maybe she's going through menopause. Ha! No, but if my dad knew about the thing that's going on now, not at my house, but with oh, you got my son's theme song. Oh, you found that fast. I love that internet. This is me and the Suns walking down the street after last night. She looks good, and everybody's looking, going, "Damn, dude, figured it out."
Yeah, you're strutting.
I'm strutting, feeling good. I got my new shoes on. Like, I'm happy. This is nice. When you're in love with a... Hey, Kevin, where do you want to eat?
Anywhere you want.
God damn. This is great. And then she'll go out a couple nights and just get plastered by the Pelicans. Well, what happened? Where was Denver?
Oh, it can't be Denver every goddamn night.
Oh, you said, though, that it wasn't.
Never going to be the same. You want too much. I'm not enough for you.
Well, what's going on?
I'm not playing today. I've had a headache.
Yeah. And she comes back here. Cleveland's in town. We're looking at each other like, well, I don't know. I'm walking on eggshells. I don't know what to expect with you. Trounces Cleveland. Walking down the street again, all strutting. Then the Clippers come to town. Trounce her again. God damn it. Yeah, date an average broad when it comes to sports. She's nuts. I'm reading all these stories,
know
though.
What you're getting.
I'm just
6 boards, yeah, 6 points.
Yeah, you get the Nurkic of women, which is like, man, you're not scoring a lot, but I can rely on you for 10 boards a night. That's awesome. Or you can date a Drew Eubanks type that comes in off the bench, services you beautifully, occasionally has an off night, but you don't have high expectations, gives you 4 and 6, you know, 8 and 14 when Nurk is hurt. Occasionally...
Every once in a while. Yep, pulls off that one game.
You get that one moment, you're like, that's my girl. You date your Grayson Allen, who's kind of a fat chick, but that she's got a specialty. Just bombing threes. It's the big girl with the blowjobs. It's very, you can draw all these comparisons. But I am currently, I'm instructing. How y'all doing? What's up, NBA? This is my bitch.
Ooh, he's a Suns fan. Look after him. See what they did to the Nuggets?
Yeah, but they lost to San Antonio. Shut
up! The random thoughts come. You know what? I might buy courtside seats. Yeah.
Well, it starts rolling around. You know what? I'm glad I started having the regrets. I'm like, well, if they can do this, if this becomes the norm. But I have no reason to believe that last night is the norm. All year, it's been this way. And I'm starting to feel that thing. Like, I've seen you do this before. Do it again. If they go out and just drub the Pels in a couple of days, another good team, and they just beat them up, and, you know, it's just, it's over. It's just, it's one of those moments where you have to realize you might be walking into something that's not necessarily good for you, and you have to realize.
It's a trap!
Yes. Thank you, Admiral Akbar. You've run in my mind all the time.
The shield is down. Yes. Come back your time.
That's what she says. God damn it.
It's a trap!
But that one friend that tells you that, you've been in a relationship. Dude, I'm telling you, this is a bad deal. You don't care.
Did you see her last night? She looked amazing. I did, but she treats you like garbage. Dude, she's raising her prices. You realize she's raised her prices after this season. She's decided to raise her prices.
Yeah, that's all right, because next year's going to be better. She probably
love her. Still worth it.
Ishbia keeps saying he just won't tolerate losing. I've got to stay with her.
I did this with the Cubs for years. That bitch was never pretty. Yeah. And when she'd show up pretty, she would literally drop a human in my bed and then walk away. Like, what was that? Wasn't our fault. Steve Bartman did it. You guys, you had a whole nother game.
Night after night of grumpies in your bed.
Yeah, just every once in a while, I was like, wow, this is the year. She's really put it together. Little plastic surgery. We brought in some outside help. This is a good. What if she took a human in my bed and left? What? Sorry about that. 84, 89, 2003. Just taking huge in the bed. And then when she finally becomes this world champ. God damn, this is going to last forever.
Trade everyone.
What happened?
Walking the streets proud in Chicago, then you get shanked.
Yeah, walking the streets saying, hey, she's still pretty. We just lost Javier Baez. That ain't no big deal. Oh, yep, there goes Bryant. All right, that's all right. She's still got it. But Rizzo, where'd he go? Why? There's one guy left. This is garbage. I'm a sports...
Sorry, you got a new team.
That's true. I got to tell you this. Before we get to anything else today, this email's a classic. Got this yesterday before I left. A classic. It's not one of those. It's not like what we've had lately.
Oh.
But he is telling a great story and a cautionary tale. This is that moment with, like, KUPD, a little rainbow star should shoot over our heads.
Do-do-do-do. The more you know.
From KUPD. This guy says, good morning, gentlemen. I've never listened to the first hour of Morning Sickness. I always get in my car at 6:45, turn the radio on. When I get to work around 7, I throw the earbuds in the rest of the way and listen all the way to 10. I've heard the opening of your show for the first time in my 14 years of listening every day for the last 2 weeks, though, because I haven't slept properly for 14 days. And I need to tell you and your audience about the dangers of what I've done. I fell in love online, and I committed to someone before I actually met her in person. I've been in this online relationship with an Irish girl who moved to Anchorage, Alaska 2 years ago. We have had so much amazing chemistry over the internet the last year that finally we decided to make this real. And I was so unbelievably sure of this, I told her, just come down here with your stuff and get right in the house.
Oh,
Jesus.
She came out here and settled into the house. She is happy. 2 weeks ago, my life changed the second I saw her. You know, as a man, the feeling after sex when you just want to leave or have someone leave your house. I had that before I had sex with her. I had it the day I met her. What you can't learn about someone when you're having an online and phone sex only relationship are the smells and sounds a woman makes. Oh, it gets better.
No.
It says her breath is absolutely atrocious. She could have told me over the last year that she doesn't have any healthy teeth in her mouth other than the ones that are showing.
Oh, meth mouth.
She's got the back teeth rot.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. Holmberg's morning sickness.
I push more air into that woman while we're doing it, and it comes out like a motocross race is about to start.
You got a two-stroke Kawasaki.
She's got a 175 living in there. He wakes it up all the time.
Still rallies.
It's so gross. I feel it's so gross. I feel so bad because I went from being completely in love and saying all the things she needed to hear to absolutely hating her. She's a nice person, but I don't want this anymore. She's leaving April 17th. And I'm telling you right now, she is all in. She is in love. She calls me her jackpot. I don't have a lot of money, but she meant that emotionally. I lay awake every morning just smelling the corn chips that waft off of her body 24 hours. I won't make her go home early because I made this commitment. I just keep sleeping with her every night. She's so happy, and I'm just so miserable. When she leaves, I'm going to tell her it didn't work out for me. But I committed to one full month of this and 2 weeks to go. I'll never do anything like this again. It's so bad. The other night, I jokingly said to her, hey, we should do it over the phone in the house like we did before you lived here because it's so sexy. And she agreed. So I went into the other room, and then old Rotten Mouth came staggering down the hall. Rubbed her natural Doritos Cool Ranch stink all over my body for the 10th straight night.
Well, at least he's getting some.
Long story short, meet her in person. Lesson learned, signed Dennis. Yes, Dennis. Meet them. And that's a great cautionary tale. She's got dead teeth in the back of her mouth. You can't see those on the phone or in the pictures. And you'd never know.
Send that to Pastor Joel.
Joel Osteen?
Yeah, when he tells that story of the guy getting off the train.
Oh, yeah, that's right. His great joke about the woman and man who had a pen pal relationship way before the internet.
Same thing.
And then she was a beautiful woman, but they had only exchanged some black and white pictures because back in the day. And then she took a boat over from England to meet him in New York and said she'd be wearing a pink carnation. And she wanted to make sure that the guy that she was with would love her no matter what she actually looked like in person. So she found an ugly lady on the boat. This is Joel Osteen saying, don't judge people. And gave it to the big fat pig and said, wear this and walk out there. And the man that comes up to you and introduces himself, his name is Peter. And you read his reaction and limit. So she's watching from afar this pig go over. And Peter goes, are you Heather? Yes, I am.
Yes, I am Heather.
And he hugged her and he said, I've missed you. I love you. I'm glad you're here. And then the beautiful woman said, well, if he's willing to overlook this hog's incredibly disgusting body, he's certainly the real deal. So then she reveals her beautiful self, and he's like, whew, I'm a good actor.
There's nothing into the detail about, thank you, hog, now get out of here.
All right, hog, give me the carnation. And I guarantee you about 2 days later, he's like, man, I'm so glad it wasn't that pig with the carnation. That was a good trick you pulled.
And he was trapped because every guy would say the same thing, like, oh, I'm so happy I'm here. I got to figure out how to get out of this.
You think Dennis isn't sitting there every night going, the Kawasaki, I'm about to unleash the Kawasaki, and I don't want to do it again, but I've got to keep her.
Monster Jam.
I got to keep her in line because she could go crazy in the next 14 days. So he has to there's a Curb Your Enthusiasm storyline going on right now where Larry tried to get something done with city council by banging one of the gross city council ladies played by Tracy Ullman. And she fell in love with him, and she was passing bills because he was banging her. And then he was going to break up with her after the one bill he got passed went through. But then she revealed she's an alcoholic, and her son's like, you can't, it'll devastate her if she's in love with you. If you break up with her right now, she's like, so how long do I have here? And it's like 60 days. So he's marking days off the calendar while she lives there because he's like, I can't, I've made this commitment. She did something for me. I got to do this back for her family. This Dennis guy's in the same position. He's got till April 17th. Because where's she going to go? Back to Anchorage? She's got no plan. She can't just up and leave. I mean,
just go.
Well, you're making it worse, Dennis, by leaving her there. I say,
Dennis, you got to treat the broad like a car. You don't buy it without a test drive.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
And the test drive can't be a month.
No,
just a weekend. Yeah. Just have a weekend at a resort somewhere in between Anchorage And here, she's from Ireland and moved to Alaska. First red flag.
I don't know. You know how many people ordered Teslas online, that truck? And
yeah, but you can get the gauge, and then, you know, they're going to be worth more to the dummies. You can still sell them for more.
So I've ordered one of those. You know, I say similar, at least get pictures, authentic pictures.
Well, here's the thing, though. When someone moves from Ireland to Alaska, they've already made terrible choices. Because if you move, like my family moved from Sweden to Bradford, Pennsylvania and Mount Juliet. They actually found a place colder than Sweden in America and worse to live in. And that's just a sign that my ancestors are not very bright, that they moved from, they had all of America to choose from. They picked a place worse than Sweden, which they left because they didn't like it there.
And when she went over there, the salmon started running upstream.
Yeah, that's away from her. Yeah. Yeah. She's responsible. Salmon, people don't know this. The salmon used to go downstream, but when Dennis's girlfriend from Ireland showed up, they started swimming every direction. Like, we got to get out of here. Do you smell that? She's got rot mouth. Anyway, the Kawasaki thing coming out of her is pretty hilarious. I pump more air into her every night. It's like a motocross race is about to start.
Why continue?
Turn to turn. Hey, Cindy, I'm switching gears on you now. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. When is the April 17th coming up? It's soon. Well, that's, you did this. And honorable, I will say this, Dennis, honorable that you're keeping her in the house until the agreed upon departure.
Better man than me.
Much better man than me. I would probably.
You got to break up with her, you stupid article.
Yeah. I don't know if you've got any money, Dennis, but it's not a bad idea to just go, look, I feel terrible, but this isn't working for me. I'm going to put you up in a hotel till April 17th. That's only if you got some cash. Don't strap yourself on this one. Otherwise, maybe buy her a ticket back to Anchorage. Depends on how cemented her heels have gotten into your house. What did she bring? If you catch her ordering like boxes and, you know, because guess what? She's going to want a U-Haul from Anchorage down here. You got to drive all the way through the Alaska, Northern Territories, and BC, and then you got 4-day road trip with her.
With that stench.
Yeah.
You'll never forget it.
Oh, yeah.
You tell Bubba Stewart to stay up there in Anchorage. This is all right.
A little two-stroke for you. How about that?
Write a letter to the Nitro Circus. Say, hey, I got a person for you.
Yeah. Or light some matches around her body.
And hope it goes up in flames.
And then hope the whole house and body go up in flames and just take your insurance payment. Because once she lets out, maybe there's just enough to blow the whole house up. You can Robert Fisher her home with one of her. She started it. Oh, what a lesson. Now I always go back to my sweet, sweet cousin who met that Scottish kid online. Now the difference is it's that she was... She's totally okay with the fact that, yes, indeed, and this is a fact, he had his neck surgically removed through some sort of a illness of some sort. I didn't know that was a thing.
Thomas O'Necklace.
But he had his neck surgically disappeared.
Thomas O'Necklace.
I'm coming out to see you there. I love you very much. But no sudden movements. Don't get my right, my left. Got to be straight in front of me.
No problem.
And he showed up and... As advertised, that dude's little head is sitting directly on his clavicle.
There's no exaggeration on that.
Fenton had a neck. Fenton just had, he had Stone Man's disease. This dude had his neck removed and had the nerve at their wedding to wear a high collar, which is just too hysterical for me to handle. I'm going to wear the classic kilt with the high collar.
You really think that's a great idea?
It's tradition!
Did he look like the little Kilroy thing where just the nose sticking over the top of the collar or what?
Yes.
You've seen the picture, right?
Haven't I shown you those pictures of him?
I think so. Oh. I think so, yeah.
He's evidently found Jesus, too. And I don't know why he's friends with Jesus after what Jesus did to him. I mean,
the Lord Jesus took my neck and I gave him my heart.
Like, no, you need to worship something different. This guy has destroyed you.
Hey, go out there and...
Hey, where'd you come from? Right to your... I was standing next to you the whole time.
You can't sneak up on me like that. I only got vision straight ahead.
He drives. scares me to death. Cars just mostly mirrors.
I can move my eyes about pretty good, but I can't move my head.
He's got every sensor possible on that car.
Everything. He showed up. She was in love. They stuck it out. They're married. They got married.
See, Dennis, it can work.
Dennis, they got married the day they met. He didn't care if she's... I don't know if my cousin's pumping Kawasaki sounds out. I know she's clean, but who knows by his standards. He's Scottish. I wouldn't take that chance. I met Delamitri once, the old Scottish band. I swear to God, I...
Oof. He's never dry.
Oh, I don't know what that smell was. I've been to like landfills before, and it smelled better than Delamitri.
It's a bog.
I'm almost positive Delamitri himself on stage, the two dudes in it. Almost positive they looked at each other before and said, "Hey, about tonight we take huge in our pants while we perform. Well, that's a great idea. I'll do it if you do it. And then we'll do a meet and greet with in our pants."
His shirt was made of a Highland cow poop.
Yeah, and they had that big smile like, "Hey, love what you got. Roll to Me is a great song. I love it." But, "Hey, nice to meet you, radio boy. I love your town." Yeah. "What's the matter? Something smell funny? Hi. We sh** ourselves on stage." It was the worst locker room plus bathroom plus like dog diarrhea I've ever smelled in my life. It's Scotland. What are you going to do? That was normal to them. Never. Ever, ever. Always smell the girl you're committing to. That's a rule. Yeah. Always. That's a good rule. Always smell her. Always smell her.
Made the mushroom head guy smell like Dracar. Even them getting out of there.
Well, mushroom head doesn't have a chance because of the outfits.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Delamitri is just in jeans and t-shirts, and they managed to smell worse than mushroom head ever could. This guy says, solution, you can't drive to and from Alaska without going through Canada. Tell her you don't have a passport and you're not interested. Well, how about just tell her not to want to move here anymore? It's just not working for you. Yeah, put her up in a hotel. If you don't have any money, you got to stick it out through April 7th.
Knock over a liquor store or something. I mean, if the stench is that bad.
Go to jail.
Yeah, it's probably worth it.
What's a good one to stay in jail for 2 weeks? What, like petty theft? Can you get...
DUI, maybe? I mean, it costs $10,000, but
still. Insurance goes up.
Well, for $10,000, I'll put her in a Motel 6 for 14 days. Sorry, lady, but... And how about you just tell her it's just not working for me?
But why? I thought we were in love.
Yeah, that old Kawasaki thing you got going on down there. And he's the poor bastard. He's awake right now listening. We've all had that feeling. The old Coyote Ugly thing where you chewed the arm off. Or you just can't sleep because she won't leave. And, oh.
I made you dinner again.
Nothing
Another
worse.
Potato.
Nothing worse than that girl that snuggles up. I'm like, "Oh, I thought you were going home.
I just wanted to stay here."
Oh. This is different than I expected.
You put your pants back on.
Yeah, I thought everything was over. I was going to go for a walk until you left.
And in the morning, we'll take a shower together.
Oh, no. We want to brush all those teeth?
I can't brush my teeth. It hurts too much.
Oh.
Just pour some peroxide in there. Yeah. Watch it foam at the mouth. She looks like a rabbit.
Look like a rabies. Look what you've done to me. Pouring all that peroxide on my dead mouth.
How come you got the front seven fixed?
Because that's what people see.
Wakened by the green fog in the morning.
Aye, house always smells like bugles and corn chips.
That's you. It never used to smell like that before March 14th.
No, it does. I'm screwed.
Worst part, if he's up right now and she decided to get up and give him a hand, he's listening to his favorite radio show.
Hey, that's strange. Your name's Dennis, too.
Right.
And you're dating a girl. Wait a minute. This is adding up. What did you tell them?
Don't get angry. Full throttle. Relax your stomach muscles. It's causing trouble.
I've never been so embarrassed in my life, you stupid article.
Running back and forth to the bathroom.
That's enough.
Me mesh.
Have a seat.
I can't sit down. I'll just be pacing around your house.
Like a human whoopee cushion. Anyway, thanks, Dennis. Good letter.
It smells like morning breeze in his bedroom every morning.
I don't know what it is about America. Every time I wake up and want corn chips. Do you have any Doritos?
You don't need any more of those.
I'll check the cabinet.
Gonna start looking for a keg tonight. You could score yourself $5,000 and get her the hell out of
her.
Yeah.
And you got send her out first class.
Yep.
Back to the holy hell of Anchorage.
Maybe an action ride shop today.
Anything, Dennis. Anything, Tim. Take the day off and run over to action.
I followed you.
I heard you.
Head down to Van Buren and get a room for 300 hours. And stay here for a while.
While you were at work, I did some light dusting around. I videotaped it. It's me on a ladder.
Oh, God, don't climb ladders. When she laughs too hard.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
You need to go back to Anchorage or Ireland or wherever the hell you're, anywhere but here. Start introducing her to your most handsome friends.
He comes home from work and says, how come there's sod on my roof? He's changing areas.
I keep the house cool. Learned that back home.
Poor Dennis. He's laying there right now going, it's true.
Could you turn that down, Dennis? It's a bit distracting.
Yeah, distracting. I haven't slept for 2 weeks.
Monster jam.
I can't sleep on my left side anymore. My arm's asleep. I got to roll over and sleep on my other side.
Good adjustment. That's disgusting. Dennis, I'm sorry for you, but thanks for sharing. And a great public service announcement. If you've got that special someone and she lives somewhere else and you haven't met her yet, but you're confessing all this, smell her. You got to smell her.
Oh, yeah. You got to get smell testing.
You have got to smell her. And make sure that she doesn't have dead teeth behind the ones you can see. It's all a facade. It's like old Tucson. It looks like an old Western town. It's Rock Ridge. There's nothing back there. It's all showy filters. In the day and age of filters, you don't know what's going to show up at your house.
What if you got her a new grill?
You're going to buy her new teeth?
No, just tell her to get to work, make some money, get yourself a new grill, and you can stay.
Wait a minute. You're going to tolerate her searching for, applying for, interviewing for, getting a job, saving up, going to a dentist, assessing the situation.
It's a practical plan.
It is a terrible plan.
I spent 2 years. I'm going to get my new teeth tomorrow.
Are you still here? That guy would have killed himself by then.
Item two, get a can of Fix-A-Flat.
Fill her up.
What's this, Dennis?
I'm trying to stop something. You know, why are you okay with this? It says to use half the can.
Stops the water.
Yeah. She's just fighting through it.
I breached it.
Anyway, Dennis, good luck to you, my friend. But thanks for sharing. That's great stuff. And I'm sorry you're laying there awake right now. Every guy knows the feeling you've had, but not for two solid weeks. A fortnight? Oh.
Brutal.
That's brutal. That is just too much. But you are taking one for the team, so all those other guys out there can realize that it's not going to work when, Bubba Stewart comes rolling up and lives with you for a month. What were you thinking? Don't you have any friends, Dennis? Don't you have any friends that said, dude, a month, a weekend at best? Brady did that. You tried to rekindle with an ex years and years and years ago.
Twice.
Two times. You did that twice?
You moved around. Well, the two exes
two different
came
girls?
Back.
Oh,
they came around.
Yeah. Well, the one, you were smart, though, because you got a hotel. Brilliant.
Yeah.
In case it doesn't work out, she's not just hanging around the house. At the very least, you've paid for her, a place for her to stay. Especially if on the first day you're like, nope. She's got dead teeth, like eight of them.
On top of that, you never take her to your house. You spend a nice weekend at a hotel, and then right. You see.
And you tell her.
You check the Kawasaki, make sure,
the dead teeth, the whole situation. You tell her, too. Like, look, I'm not showing you my house. We've never met, technically. Right. I know we had this great.
But it's all love online. We had it. You're telling me you love me.
I do, online. Now I get to smell you and
See, clearly you've got 6 good teeth and like 18 bad ones. This is no good.
Remember when Travis took Jody to his house? What happened at the end?
Exactly. The area situation. She drove long distances to get back. All right. Take her to the hotel. See if she's, you know, okay. And then on Saturday, you get her on a Thursday night. Friday, you have a nice day. A little lunch. All night long. And Saturday, you're like, that was a little weird. Try it again. If it's a continuing problem, you don't show her the house. That's like the next step. If she's like, I want to see where you live. Nah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not?
There's a HOA in my neighborhood. There's noise. You can't have mopeds and you know, Kawasaki dirt bikes in that area.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, they're going
to
think. I'm going to get fined a lot for all the two-stroke you do.
Mine was slightly different. Only because I didn't know how to handle it. No, that everything was going pretty good.
Yeah.
You're really enjoying it.
Going all right.
Take me through this. Hold on before you say this.
Yeah.
So you meet up on a Friday. She's back, but you've met her in the past. You've had relations in the past?
She's my high school sweetheart of 2 years. And here's, you know, 20 years later.
That means you didn't pump her.
Correct.
You never humped her in high school because you two were purists.
Yeah.
The Lord was, God was watching us.
Yeah.
So you didn't do it with her. So you rekindled 15,
maybe there's something, you know,
later.
You talking on the, basically texting back and forth.
Sure.
Email back then.
So you meet on a Friday morning. She lands, let's say, right?
Yep.
You go.
Friday afternoon.
I got a beautiful resort for the weekend.
No, we went to the hotel the next night. She did stay.
She stayed at the house the first night.
Yeah.
But it was a night where you guys were not going to do it tonight. You did that. You tried to play it off like you were in.
Let's hang out, go out to dinner.
Like a guy would say.
Know each other.
Sure. Yeah. You were in on that 100% too. You were playing the game. You were lying to her.
You're hoping it just only lasts 60 minutes and you're going at it like rabbits.
100% lie on a man's part to say, I want to wait. I don't want this to just accelerate. We need to spend some time together and make sure we're garbage. You would have humped her off the plane.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But didn't happen.
You played the game.
You know, I haven't seen each other in a long time. It's fine.
Dinner, maybe a kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
Some light touching.
It was actually, you know, my birthday weekend, and her birthday is the next day.
Oh, Brady.
So it was kind of a birthday weekend. It was, you know.
It's beautiful.
You build it up.
So Friday, she stays at the house.
It was a nice evening, and now we know.
Knowing you, Saturday morning, wake up, you probably made her some eggs.
Don't remember that, but there's a good chance.
You made yourself some eggs. 90%
maybe
you,
right.
I'm not sure.
I can guarantee you I had breakfast.
I guarantee you eggs were made. Whether they were for her or not, still up for debate.
Yes, you're right on that.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we head to the Boulders.
Oh, beautiful. Lovely. And that's a long drive.
And we're in and it's a cool drive out there. If you've never
almost
been
like
to
a road
Arizona
trip.
Before, really. So
you're showing her the sights.
To the Boulders.
A little
we
lunch.
Have a casita.
Yeah,
we have a dinner plan. It was this package that I had.
All right,
and the sommelier comes over and recommends wine. It's really cool. Everything's set up. Get back there. It looks like it's a go. And then she
pants
before
off.
We go. Before I just want to tell you,
I used to be a man.
I'm full of warts.
Well, she didn't say that.
That's how I hear it. You know, she goes, I have to tell you, I have.
Story's great every time I hear it.
Yeah. And
she
for
did
me,
not
I'm like,
say that.
She did not say that, but that's how it's.
Your ears were like,
my ears were just
have
that.
Diseases.
I'm lumpy.
But what she said was she has been exposed to the HPV virus.
Yes.
And herpes.
And I wanted to make sure that, and I've dealt with it for years.
Right.
And
currently no flare-ups.
No flare-ups.
Peace out, sister.
It's good to go. And I'm like.
Yeah. And he put an end to it right there and didn't even finish.
Emergency.
So how'd you get rid of her then? Just tell her about that. Look bumpy.
We spooned that night.
But you didn't tell her.
I was all ready to go. Charles.
I'm
shut
sorry.
Down. Shut down.
I can't get hard for you because you're diseases.
Sorry, Bumpy Johnson.
Want to have second dinner?
We had a great weekend. Then, you know, Sunday.
Yeah.
Get her on the plane. 2 days later, she sends me round trip tickets to Atlanta to come visit her.
Oh, boy. And you had to break it to her.
No, I ghosted.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Man.
Right.
I just didn't.
Did you send the tickets back? I don't even know the end of that.
Yeah, I said,
You sent them back with no words?
No, no, no. I didn't send them back. It was an open-ended ticket.
Oh.
You could use it whenever.
And you
and I just,
never?
I just didn't respond back. And I finally, about 2 years later, I ran into her back in Columbus. She was visiting Columbus. And my cousin is the one who said something to me. He's like, how dare you do that to
her? He's right.
I'm like, you're right.
What a dick.
And so I went over there and said, I apologize. I actually wrote her a letter. And
that
is a Brian Adams song.
She basically, did you type this letter or did you handwrite it? Because if she got it, she's like, second grader's breaking up with me.
Oh, no. It wasn't handwritten.
I read hieroglyphics.
If you're going to do that, you knew me at that point. You just have me write the letter. Just I'll dictate.
And I talked to her. And then, so I said, I was a dummy. Apologized.
I should have strapped it up and gone into the hell house.
Dear Bumpy, I'm sorry.
Dear whoop-de-doos, I just don't want to do it with you.
What was your excuse? Why did you just, why'd you tell her you ghosted her?
You mean the,
in the letter.
Because I panicked.
Did you tell her because of her bumps?
I didn't know how to deal with that.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's honest.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah. I just told her she stunk. You put on too much weight. I'd admit, I'd have just made it so she never wants to talk to me again. I wouldn't have even been kind about it. You can't. You weren't right about the ghosting, but you can't tell her it's because of her bumps.
It was funny. She talked to me a little bit later. She goes, I want to ask you about a relationship that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Dating this guy.
Yeah.
And there's one friend that he has. It's a girlfriend. Yeah.
All right.
That he's known for, but he doesn't want me to meet her.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Because I'm like, well, you know what's going on here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Any port in a storm for that thing. She can't be married too. Yeah, she can't be too picky.
Oh, she married him?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw this. They had a bumpy kid.
Yeah, I remember that kid came out. He was totally drunk. I remember that she called him and Brady was on the phone in the office and I heard him say,
well, you have to understand why he doesn't want to have sex with you. He needs to have a sex friend because you are. Is it the warts? I told you in the letter.
I told her, you know what? In order to have this relationship work, you need to meet Ladarius' friend.
It's true.
So, just so you know, Lady Bumps a Lot. I have a friend I do not want you to know because she is a pristine honey hole that I cleanse every once in a while.
He said it would ruin
the magic.
The relationship because it would be...
See, if my clean sex bitch meets my dirty bumpy bitch, I got nothing but trouble. So I like to keep those two worlds apart if that's possible. And speaking of apart, let's never let your knees do that again. Let's just keep those closed up. Need some Compound W. I got a weekend ahead of me.
Get this, Brett. Then a couple years later, back for the 4th of July.
Oh, Jesus. Quit going back there.
No kidding.
Well, there I am doing my stupid thing for the parade.
Yeah.
And in the car, and then I look over there.
And there she is. Oh, you just Heil Hitler.
And Ladarius.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. And the kid.
Ladarius just scratching.
I don't know what's going on.
She learned from your letter never to tell a mate about her problem.
That's probably it.
Yeah. Ladarius is like, I don't know what happened. But Ladarius ain't talking because he thinks he got it from that girl she's not allowed to meet. So both of them have something they gave it to each other, but they think they just keeping it quiet. Anyway.
Worked out. It worked out for everyone.
Ladarius is like, hey, man, you want her back?
No, thanks. She's like bubble wrap down there. Remember freshen up gum? That's what oral's like with her. Pop, 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 pop.
She was holding the kid. And she's like, say hello to Brady. She's named baby Brady.
And the kid just said, it hurts my mouth. It hurts.
He's more herpy than people.
Anyway, thanks for sharing, Brady. Brady and Dennis, everybody. Brady and Dennis. You've been great guests. We're going to get that keg over to Action Ride Shop in just a minute to give you a chance. You give us a wake-up song, 585-9800. Dennis, see what you've been missing? The first hour of the show is always fantastic when we're talking about
Somebody
you.
Somebody already wanted Skinner that smell.
Oh, she smells like, and it's not even like it's a bat, it's corn chips. We all know the person that smells like corn chips.
Whiskey bottle.
Yeah. He needs a whiskey bottle.
Yeah, he's probably getting drunk every day of the week.
You fool, you.
And that's the worst thing. She's from Ireland. She's Irish. He's drinking every night. She's home. This is like found her dream man. Oh.
That was my second one.
Oh, the whiskey. Oh, that's right. I forgot about her. She just hit the bottle so hard being with you.
Came home and Captain Morgan was in my living room.
Yeah.
Polished off a handle of Captain Morgan.
She cleaned the house.
Wow.
Almost passed out. She did clean the house. Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, then.
Do you think maybe these girls are doing this so you go away?
I'm starting to.
You go up to the list.
Yeah, you're a brave man. Why would you do this? Why would you come all this way?
She's got herpes, and I couldn't deal with it.
She ain't got herpes. What are you talking about, man?
She told me she had herpes.
Yeah, get rid of your little ass. Hey, weirdo. I don't want to stay with you. The next one just drank herself into a stupor first day. Maybe he'll kick me out if I do this. Maybe it was their plan to get rid of you. Either way, it worked, and good on you. Nice job.
Yeah, handle a captain's $20. That's a cheap maid for the day.
It was.
Yeah.
Hey, Bogan, I cleaned your house. I need to get on here and clean me up, huh?
Oh, hold my hair.
Do you have herpes or warts like the last one?
I don't know. Why don't you get down there, Inspector Gadget, and figure it out for yourself?
He's 50. Go get me a single malt.
Hey, Sherlock, you find any bumps? You're basically my gynecologist now. Is bump free? Stick her in there, kid. Let's do this. Rock and roll.
You're gross.
It's not working for you, is it? All right, I'll take off. Anyway, give us a wake-up song, 585-9800. A good one for all this nonsense. It's 98 KUP. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.